You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Joining us right now is Shannon Bream. You know her from Fox News. She's a correspondent, and she is going to give us a lowdown on the SCOTUS rulings from yesterday, everything that came out of the Supreme Court. Shannon Bream, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Good morning. Great. How are you guys?
We're doing just fine. You know, the big ruling that came down yesterday was the so-called travel ban ruling. President Trump immediately tweeting out victory. Is this a true victory for the administration?
I think they can definitely spin parts of it as a victory for them. I mean, first of all, the court is actually going to hear the full case in the fall term starting in October. And they've often weighed in recent years on the issue of executive power and just how far the president can go. So I think the fact that they're going to take it up, and they appear to have done that unanimously, is a good sign for the president that he'll get his day in court. And the fact that they lifted parts of the ban on the ban, I think they can obviously argue is a win for them as well, because what's going to be allowed to proceed is blocking essentially people who are foreign nationals that don't have any kind of real connection to the U.S. They don't have family members. They're not college students who've been admitted here or an employee who's been offered a job here and accepted it. And the president and his team will say, listen, that's what we've been after all along. We're not trying to go after good people with legitimate reasons for coming here. We're trying to block the unknowns. And so for them, yeah, they're taking a victory lap.
Shannon, the big news yesterday also was in the area of the First Amendment and religious freedom. You had the case decided in favor of schools or churches, school churches actually being able to get taxpayer money, as opposed to being prohibited from getting taxpayer money. And then you have the Baker's case, where this court decided to hear a case next term over whether it was discriminatory for Baker's to deny a cake to a gay couple wanting to get married. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, these are really interesting cases and have gone on for years in both of these cases. The first one dealing with a preschool or daycare that was linked to a church. In the state of Missouri, they essentially give out grants if you want to upgrade your playground with new safety materials. So there were apparently 44 different schools that applied. This Missouri preschool, which is linked to a Lutheran church, ranked fifth of all the 44 schools that applied for the grant, but they were denied the grant because the Missouri Constitution says no state money can flow to a religious organization. And the argument by the school was, we're being discriminated on the basis of religion because, listen, we're a school like anyone else. We want a safe playground like anyone else. That's not a religious issue, but we're specifically being denied this grant money simply because of that connection of the school and church. And 7-2, the court bought the argument and said, yeah, you know, you have to look at whether this school is being punished, essentially, because of their religious connection. And so a big win for the school there. Other people are trying to look and see how it could be extended beyond that for school vouchers, for religious schools, those kinds of things. Many folks on the left are sounding the warning cry over this and saying, oh, no, we're going to have this impermissible mix of state money and religious organizations. But it was pretty narrowly tailored to the specific case. And you mentioned the second case. We've seen a number of businesses that are owned by religious individuals with deep religious convictions who've said, listen, if you come through my doors, I will sell you cakes and cookies and stationery and anything else you want. But when you want me to craft something specifically for a same-sex ceremony using my artistic abilities or endeavors, I reserve the right to say I can't do that because of my religious conviction. So a number of these cases have gone to the court. This is the first one they've actually decided to hear, and that's in the fall. Should be interesting.
I would quickly want to ask you, we don't have a ton of time here. There's a couple things I wanted to talk about. The case in California where they chose not to hear the case about the concealed carry, about the gentleman who said San Diego County is restricting his right. He can own his gun in his home. He just can't own it outside his home. And Tom made a really good point earlier saying, well, wait a minute. Isn't this the same as you can practice your religion, you just can't practice it outside of your home? They chose not to hear that case. And Gorsuch and Thomas really put out a scathing statement about that. Why do you think they did that?
They did. You know, it takes four votes to get a case to be heard. And so we'd really been watching this one because it's a big Second Amendment case. So they obviously didn't get to the four. We can only guess because you never know. It's all done in super secret conference behind closed doors. But we know at least two people apparently voted yes, Justices Thomas and Gorsuch. And in that dissent, they said, listen, to those of us who are, you know, walking marbled halls with security 24/7, we're protected, and this may seem like an arcane kind of thing, but for most Americans out there who don't live the way that we do, the Second Amendment is a huge deal. And they lamented the fact that the court has not heard a major Second Amendment case in quite a while. So a very fiery dissent by those two. And it's interesting because we're seeing those two linked together quite a bit. You never know what someone's going to be like until they're on the bench, but Gorsuch seems to be living up to his conservative billing and siding with Justice Thomas quite a bit.
Shannon, as you cover the courts, obviously the Supreme Court, especially retirements, are always a big deal, potentially at the end of a term. And I was guessing that Justice Kennedy was going to retire or announce his retirement on Monday, but that didn't happen. Is there any possibility of an announcement even after the term has ended?
Yeah, you know, they can do this at any time, call up the president or send a letter, walk it over to the White House and say, I'm done. Usually we do expect it the last day of the term because from here they all take off to teaching assignments and different things and lecture series overseas. So it would be a little bit unusual but not unheard of that Justice Kennedy could still, some point during the summer or any time, say, I've decided to go. Now, he gave us a lot of clues that he potentially would stay. He's hired four clerks for next year. He's even hired a clerk for 2018. So looking ahead, I had little birdies inside the court telling me we think he's going to give it another year. He and Justice Gorsuch are the first justice and former clerk to actually serve together on the bench at the same time as fellow justices. And, you know, we think there's a lot of appeal for him in doing at least a year with his former clerk. And listen, the fact that they're taking up big cases like that Colorado Bakers case, I think that Kennedy wants to stick around for some of those headliners.
And obviously, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who everyone every year, is she going to retire? Is she going
no
to
way.
Retire? She is going to hang on. She cannot stand Donald Trump. And I think she is just going to hang on if they have to prop her up and wheel her in there. I think she'll be there for at least until the next election.
Well, and interestingly enough, I don't know if you guys saw this or talked about it this morning, but you got 58 lawmakers who've now signed on to a letter telling her she needs to recuse from the travel ban case because of the things that she said about President Trump during the campaign, which she later said, maybe not the smartest thing for me to speak out against him or to say things that I did during the campaign. So pretty sure she's not going to recuse herself and she's not going to retire.
Because there's no way to enforce a recusal upon her, is there?
No. I mean, the Supreme Court is the only federal court out there where basically the only person who can force you to recuse is yourself. There's no outside body or anyone else who can strip you from a case. So unless she decided to take herself off the case, she wouldn't be off the case. She'll be on it.
Sweet deal. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time, and you have a fantastic day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Shannon Bream, Fox News correspondent.
COTA just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your COTA fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.